Music from the Bird and the Bee. That's Again and Again from their first album, the self-titled one. Before that, we heard some music from Richard Swift, the title track from The Atlantic Ocean, The New Old Fashioned, doing a track from their self-titled album. And we started off with The Black Keys from Attack and Release. That was Psychotic Girl. Well, we have a lot of cool things happening in the Miami Valley this weekend, but there's something that you can do pretty much anytime you would like during the next week or so. It is called Shakespeare for Life, and I have my good friend Chris Shea on hand to tell us a little more about that. Hey, Chris.
All week long. Hi, Julian. How's it going?
Hi, Chris. Very, very, very well. Very happy to have you in the studio. It's weird that we're here together on Kaleidoscope because we normally
usually when we're in this room, neither one of us have headphones or microphones in front of us.
No, generally not.
And I'm soliciting your advice for what to play because I am clueless most of the time, but I fake it really well.
Well, for those who don't know Chris, he does moonlight on excursions from time to time, and he is also the founder of Free Shakespeare. And for those who don't know about Free Shakespeare, tisk tisk, first of all. But Chris, tell us, what is Free Shakespeare?
We perform Shakespeare outside for free. It's a professional theater company. We pay all of our actors and provide free theater to the community, take it around. And that's part of why we're doing Shakespeare for Life next week. That's one part of it, to help support those programs, but also to to raise money for the Grandview Hospital Oncology Clinic, who provides chemotherapy to uninsured patients. And the whole event's just kind of to remember and celebrate and honor those who have been affected by cancer through the lens of Shakespeare.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with Relay for Life, and this event sort of takes that idea of the Relay for Life but puts a Shakespearean twist on it.
Yeah, I totally stole it.
It's all good. It's all good. I like it. Honestly, this is a little more my speed than the walking.
Yeah, this is for those who don't like to do physical activity. You know, walking around a track, especially in Ohio in the springtime, who knows what kind of weather you're going to get. What do we have, like a frost warning tonight?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, let's go walk around a track. This is reading Shakespeare out loud, and, you know, it's actually a lot more fun to sit around and read a Shakespeare play than you would think. And the whole, you know, it's around the clock for a week, and it's a BYOB sort of affair. So it's very casual. It's very fun. It's almost like a potluck, you know?
I was going to say, you know, the image of people.
A week-long potluck.
Yeah, yeah. There's sort of this, you know, when you say, oh, we're going to be reading Shakespeare, there's this image of, you know, we're all going to be, you know, all buttoned up and fancy, sitting with our books properly and
nonsense.
In front of our
shenanigans.
But I mean, you know.
We do sound effects.
See, that sounds fun.
What ho!
All of that.
It's great fun.
So tell me how this works. People form teams and they come. They pick a shift, and does each shift get a particular work, or how does that all work?
So there's 37 plays. That's debatable. I'm just going with 37. you can send me your emails. I'll take them. And 37 four-hour shifts through the week. There's technically 42 four-hour shifts in a week. I figured that out last time I did it. But this time I allowed for myself to sleep a little. And so there's different groups, businesses, clubs, organizations. We've got a couple high school groups, Centerville High School Theater, Oakwood High School Drama Club. There are local businesses, Ghost Like Coffee, The Radical Giraffe, the Victoria Theater Association, Camel and Company Realty. All these groups have claimed a four-hour time slot, and they're going to read one of the plays. And there's still a number of shifts that are open,
How can people get involved if maybe they're thinking that they've got a group that might be interested?
Well, hopefully you're insomniacs because the open ones are tending to be midnight to 4 a.m., 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. But those are quite fun, too. Don't let them scare you. But you can go to the Free Shakespeare Facebook page, which look up Free Shakespeare or facebook.com/spreadthewords. We've got an event page listed, and yeah.
Now, the fun gets started this weekend, and it's happening at DVAC. Was it at DVAC last year, or is this your first year there?
This is the first year at DVAC. We do a Monday night Shakespeare series, the first Monday of every night, where we read a Shakespeare play, and just sort of thought that that would be a good fit to do the Shakespeare for Life. It's actually a short show at DVAC, so technically it's an art exhibit. So if you come read, you can say you were part of an art exhibit.
Bonus.
Right?
All kinds of advantages. Not only are you doing a good thing, you're reading some Shakespeare, which I count that as, you know, kind of expanding of the mind or the horizons, but you're also part of an art exhibit.
Well, and it's not all highbrow. You know, there's some of the best insults ever written. There's a great stretch in King Lear that just goes on and on and on. A knave, a rascal knave. The phrase that pops into my mind, I'm not sure if I can even say on the radio, but you can say it in Shakespeare, and it's really fun.
Now, you're going to be reading 24/7 over the weekend, and then during the week, the shifts are a little reduced, right?
Only a tiny bit. Only very slightly. We're going to shut down for 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday. But the first weekend, once we hit Friday at 8 p.m., it goes 56 hours straight. So if you find yourself downtown and you're on your way home and not quite ready to turn it in for the night, what about, hey, let's go read some Shakespeare. I heard about this all week long, all night thing. Down at the DVAC, it'll be good. Good times.
What a perfect way to have a culmination of the evening.
I can't think of a better way to end Saturday night.
I think it sounds
Sunday
perfect.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, yeah. Now, speaking of culminations, at the end of this week, you do kind of a culminating event to wrap the whole thing up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and that's another thing that we stole directly from Relay for Life, but you know, all of the best ideas are borrowed. Let's say borrowed, it sounds nicer. but we'll be selling luminaria throughout the week, and those are tiny bags with candles in them to remember and honor those affected by cancer. And we'll wrap up the week with a special ceremony just to remind ourselves why it's important to stand in solidarity.
Now, you know, Free Shakespeare already, you know, gives back to the community by its very nature of, you know, offering performance for free to the public, you know, in our outdoor spaces in the summer. What's it been like for you? I know this is your second time doing this event, being able to kind of take that idea of giving back to the community and put it into, you know, a specific cause that's beyond just spreading great art and performance.
I'm not sure how to answer that. That's a just kind of a whole lot of thinking happened when you asked me that. I think, you know, any way that we're able to give back is important, because somebody always has it worse off than we do. You know, with this event, you know, I'm somebody who doesn't have insurance, and I know there are a lot of people out there that don't have insurance, and you know, any sort of, people don't go to the doctor for colds. Mm-hmm. Or prolonged colds that end up being something much more serious, just because they're afraid of the expense. That's a whole soapbox I don't want to get on. You know, but to for opportunities for programs like the oncology clinic to exist. I didn't know it existed until my father went through his cancer, because it's actually his oncologist who runs this clinic. And when my dad passed, we donated some leftover medical supplies, and I was like, this exists? What a beautiful thing. I mean, how amazing to offer these chemo treatments, which are, some of them are thousands and thousands of dollars. And to be able to offer these to uninsured patients, it's an amazing program. It's an amazing gift to our community. In any way we can support it and spread the word about it,
it's worth doing.
Yeah.
One organization.
Very, very cool stuff to have one organization that is providing something to the community for free to be able to then give back to another organization that's providing something to the community for free. Moving forward from Shakespeare for Life, what's the summer looking like? Can you reveal what the summer's show is going to be?
We can.
Yay!
Reveal. Yes, it is. We are doing As You Like It, and we've got a cast assembled, ready to go. We'll head into rehearsals in June, and then that'll hit, the Miami Valley last two weekends of July and the first two weekends of August. Stay tuned for that one. It's going to be a really fun show.
And I'm sure people can find updates on the Free Shakespeare Facebook page, which we have linked to the Kaleidoscope Facebook page as well. Go to facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Check out Free Shakespeare. Like them. Keep updated on what they're doing. And we've also got the link up to Shakespeare for Life. You can find out how to get involved if you've got a group that wants to sign up. I know Chris has his contact info up there, so you can contact him and sign up for one of those late night shifts, because I know there are still some of them. You might see some familiar faces down there. You just might. And tell people, you mentioned very briefly as well the First Monday events that you're doing at DVAC. Those are always a fun way for people to sort of, you know, get a little glimpse of what it is that you guys do. Tell us a little bit about those for people who may not know about that.
Yeah, we've been doing that a little, about a year and a half now. The first Monday of every month, we get together at DVAC and read a play. It's sort of the Monday Night Shakespeare was born out of the first Shakespeare for Life. So it's Shakespeare for Life light, I suppose. Very, very light. It's only one play instead of 37. The first Monday of every single month, 7 o'clock at DVAC, we are there, we are reading, and all ages come. It's amazing. We have people, like, this is not exaggerating, from like 8 years old up to 80 years old.
What's that been like to kind of see the different ages and types of people that are coming out to these events, especially to the Monday night readings?
It's really humbling that people care enough to come spend 3 hours on a Monday night. And it's amazing because there's so many different types of people that this work speaks to. And even people I find that wouldn't think, that think Shakespeare is boring or, like uncomprehensible, once they experience it firsthand and just like allow themselves to do it, I guess, I don't know. They're like, oh, wait a minute. I get that. I see that. I'm that guy, or this is kind of fun. Shakespeare could be bawdy as, the rest of them.
And I think there is something very different when you encounter Shakespeare kind of in that live atmosphere, reading it out loud or experiencing it in front of you rather than just on the page. It definitely becomes something more accessible for those who may be intimidated by just the words on the page.
Yeah, the rhythm helps a lot. Mm-hmm. There's an inherent musicality to it, and every human being responds to music, whether it be the more overt forms like we play on the radio or the more subtle forms of just people speaking. You know, there's music all around, and he was able to capture that in a really, really incredible way.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. In thinking back to when you guys did Merchant of Venice this past summer, just the rhythm of certain parts and how the rhythm is definitely in sync with what's happening in a particular scene, whether it be something very serious or something very funny or something suspenseful. There's definitely something with the cadence and the rhythm of the speech that is very special and you don't see in all works, but Shakespeare definitely captures that.
Yeah, and, you know, he's influenced, probably it's not an understatement to say, every writer since.
Pretty much,
even,
yeah.
even the writers that say they don't like him. I think
that can be an influence, too.
I think Shaw was a very famous Shakespeare hater, and, you know, he certainly learned a lot. How could you not? But again, off on other tangents. I'm like the tangent man tonight.
That's all good.
But I feel like there's something I was gonna say. There was a point I was going to make.
Yeah, we'll find it eventually.
Yeah.
Circling back around. In looking ahead to the rest of the year, you'll be doing the Monday night readings and the summer performance. Is there anything else at this point that's on the horizon for the fall or maybe next winter that you guys are looking forward to at this point, or should people just keep their eyes to the internet to find out more of what you're up to?
There's hopefully a lot on the horizon. There's a couple projects in the works, and the very nature of them, it's just better to leave them unsaid. I'm interested in definitely producing things beyond Shakespeare. Shaw is one of them. And even stuff beyond that, and developing new works. I actually have a good friend of mine who has written a solo play, and I've got that in my hand, so I'm looking at that.
Ooh, that's exciting.
To see how we can figure that out. I won't say too much at this point, but it is a little inspired by Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh. Oh, see, now you've piqued my interest. Well, see, everybody, like I said before, go to our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Hopefully you're already connected with us. Go there, find the links, connect with Free Shakespeare, and all of this stuff will be revealed soon enough. But first and foremost, find that link to Shakespeare for Life. It's right there. I just posted it. And find out how you can get involved. It's going to be a lot of fun. All of the works, all week. All week long.
It's so easy to get involved. In fact, all you have to do is show up at DVAC sometime between this Friday at 8 p.m. and next Friday at 8 p.m.
Do people come watch as well or you know, come listen to the readings?
Yeah, there are people that come listen. But we try to get everybody who comes to read a little bit, sit down and try it out.
Fair enough, fair enough. So maybe come listen for a few minutes and then pick up a book and hop on in. All of the info is online. Check it out. Facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. All of the links are there. It's Shakespeare for Life. It starts Friday night at DVAC. What time do things get started Friday?
8 p.m. And we're going to kick off with As You Like It.
Very nice. Very nice. We're going to be back for more. In the meantime, here's some music. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
It's so cold in this country. Every road home is long. He had a map that he bought for the price of a song. He had a reason to go there and a warm place to stay. came time to leave, it was never